From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Some mixed news for air travelers stranded across Europe today. Flights initially canceled because of volcanic ash out of Iceland are expected to resume in the next couple of days. The downside is only half the normally scheduled flights are expected to start operating again. The European Union says some may begin tomorrow. It all depends on weather forecasts and how much of a danger the ash cloud still poses to jet engines. The aviation industry is pressing European authorities to loosen no-fly restrictions imposed since the volcanic eruption last week. Meanwhile, airlines have begun running test flights to assess safety. Among them, Dutch air carrier KLM. It's waiting for the results from 9 flights that could reveal whether it's safe to fly over northern Europe again. From the Netherlands, Emily Kopp reports.
These 9 flights follow a successful test flight Saturday. It indicated that it was safe to fly, despite the volcanic ash that has spread from Iceland to much of Europe. The pilots are flying about 150 miles from Dusseldorf, Germany, to Amsterdam. The airline is urging authorities to reopen airspace based on Saturday's test and the weather. It's a clear day. Dutch officials are allowing non-commercial planes that fly relatively close to the ground to take off. But Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport remains closed until further notice. For NPR News, I'm Emily Kopp in The Hague, the Netherlands.
This hour, Germany is expected to start shutting down airports it briefly reopened today. Charlie McKinney is among the many travelers stranded in Frankfurt Airport. He left a military hospital in Germany after treatment, only to find out his flight back home was canceled.
I got everything together, had to get my passport redone and everything else. And so I get all that together, get my plane ticket, they drop me off, and guess what? This happens.
As much of Europe is focused on the logistical chaos of grounded flights, in Poland, millions of people are grieving a deeper loss. President Lech Kaczynski and his wife have been laid to rest more than a week after they were killed in a plane crash. We have more on this from reporter Dave McGuire.
Poland's week of grief and shock came to a focus at St. Mary's Basilica in Krakow's Old City. Thousands of Poles gathered outside under a clear blue sky to watch the ceremony on giant television screens. Lech Kaczynski and his wife, Maria, were then interred in Krakow's Wawel Castle alongside Polish kings, poets, and national heroes. The funeral was attended by regional heads of state. Many other leaders were unable to fly due to the volcanic ash that has canceled air traffic over much of Europe. The acting president, Bronisław Komorowski, will announce a date for a new presidential election on Wednesday. It's expected to take place in mid-June. For NPR News, I'm Dave McGuire in Warsaw.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Thailand's military is threatening to punish anti-government protesters who march in Bangkok's main shopping district, breaking an emergency government decree. It also raises fears of more deadly violence. The army's responding to demonstrators' threats yesterday to make the area their final battleground in their campaign to oust the prime minister. The red shirts, made up of mainly rural and poor residents, have been staging protests in the capital since mid-March. The opposing yellow shirt movement, made up of wealthier activists, are giving the government a week to end the crisis. Men who gain weight around the time prostate cancer is diagnosed have a higher chance that their cancer will come back. That's according to a report recently released. We have more on this from NPR's Richard Knox.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University questioned 1,300 men who had surgery for prostate cancer about weight gain. Those who put on 5 pounds or more within 5 years before their surgery or 1 year afterwards were twice as likely to have their cancer recur. It's possible study authors understated the effect of weight gain on cancer recurrence. That's because being overweight can suppress levels of PSA, a protein in the blood doctors use to tell if cancer has returned. So some overweight men may not have had their recurrence diagnosed until after the study was over. Researchers say the study was too small to tell if losing weight would reduce the risk of recurrence. They presented the results at a meeting of the American Association for Cancer Research in Washington. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Pope Benedict, confronted with growing anger over his handling of sex abuse cases, is promising to do everything possible to punish priests who are guilty of abuse. He held a rare meeting with survivors of abuse today. This is NPR.